Hello everybody, and welcome to episode 102 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 7th of March, 2010. This podcast won't be the world's most interesting podcast, because everything working and cycling and general stuff that I do all the time, I haven't really done an awful lot, to be quite honest. Oh yeah, one thing I did speak about in the last podcast is that we got a new boss at the dog shack. He's been there for, God, it's quite scary now, at least a month, because I did the last one on the 6th of February. Can't believe I did one that long ago, but there goes. I am sorry that I've done such a big long gap. He's doing a really good job. Much better than the last boss, but I can't say that too loud. On the off chance he's listening, but yeah, he seems to be doing a really good job. He's got lots of new ideas and stuff, and he does seem... Customers seem a lot happier, and so do staff actually seem to be a lot happier as well. Can't really say an awful lot in case somebody listens and disagrees with me, but yeah, he's doing a good job. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah, I've been doing a fair bit of cycling, but must admit, in last month, February, the weather was that bad, I hardly did any. Oh, to put it this way, we're only into the 7th day of this month, and I've already done more miles on my bike than I did the whole of February, because the weather was just that bad. I'm just looking at my website now as we speak to see how many miles I did last month. Just bear with me. Oh yeah, February, I only did 30 miles last month, which is, well, crap. And the month February, the year before that, I did 105 in a month, which just proves how bad the weather was, because it means that I did 75 miles less last February. I mean, whatever, than the February before, and so far this month I have done a grand total of 76 miles. That means I've only got another 43 miles to go, and I will have done as many miles as I did in March last year. Yes, I know it's a bit sad that every month I try and do more miles than the month I did the year before, and so far this year I'm doing not too bad. I think miles are probably up on last year just, even though I'm down on 1 month, but hopefully this month, since the weather seems better, I'll do my normal sort of miles, which I mean 420, and hopefully I'll do the 75 on top of that I didn't do last month, all going well. I'm hoping to get out today, but it's really sunny outside, but it's like 2 degrees, which is a bit cold. But it brings me nicely on to another topic, the end-to-end cycle yet again. If you've been looking at my end-to-end website recently, you've noticed that it's suddenly gone from being a bit basic and a bit boring to it suddenly had lots and lots done to it. One of the first things I did is I got a new domain name for it, which is endtoend-cycle.com. Of course, the old one was endtoend-cycle.co.uk still works, but the main reason I went to .com is generally I find search engines pick up on .com got a bit .com better. It's like my phone, I can't seem to say it right. I can't speak today. So I did that, and also I've given the website a whole new look. It's always been done in WordPress, but the last theme I had was like the standard one, and I never bothered playing with it, so I found a new theme, which is well cool. And also, since going to .com, I've seemed to be getting little hits. It's also on its own host before it's hosting like Gordon Das Valentine's. So therefore, a search engine would always find that first, so if you say typed an end-to-end, it would go for another one higher up. And also it's better, it means that like, I can give somebody like a villager sort of wanting to look at the photos, and I can now say go to end-to-end Das Cycle. End-to-end, I don't even remember the damn domain name, endtoend-cycle.com/photos, instead of having to say, to look at photos you have to go to gordon-valentine.com/endtoend/photos, which is a bit of a mouthful, so in that way it's a lot better. And I also have added a lot more information. I've added an accommodation list, which basically is obvious what it is, it basically lists where I stayed, and I've also added a checklist again, which is sort of stuff that I would recommend you take with you on the cycle, which I need to add more stuff to it, because it's a bit vague, because it says like, bike repair kit, and you think, well, what's actually in that, Gordon? So I need to add that stuff to it. And then also, a really simple thing that you can do on my old one, it's now got a contact me page, so again, if somebody's thinking of doing the cycle, they can contact me about it. Another thing I'm still working on is adding the GPS route data, because I need to get memory map sorted, and to go sort of through the route I went, and then any bits I went wrong, change it. Because there's one day I ended up going down a public cycle path, which, not a public cycle path, you can go down, it's a public footpath even, for some weird reason. And in Chester, I got made lost with one-way streets, so just a bit doolally. So if you look at the GPS sort of route, you'll see me going around and around. I must have had about 6-7 miles on during that day, just because I couldn't get up Chester. So I need to sort that day out. Also, oh yeah, if you look at the website, if you do look at the photos, it's well cool now. If you go to the photo page, if you click one of the photos, you get a nice funky thing up, you can now hit forward and next on it, which is well cool. And also, there's an even funkier thing called Pick Lens, which if you've got the add-on installed for, if you click on that, and then give it a couple seconds while it loads. I'm just saying that because mine's loading up now, so it's loading with a nice finger scrolling. You basically get them in a sort of 3D wall, so you can like scroll through them all and sort of zoom between them all. And also, you can also click on the bottom thing and hit play, and then play them, so it's really quite clever, all the stuff you can do with it. I mean, it probably doesn't sound that good, but believe me, it is. And also another good thing about the Outrun website is that if you live in Britain, you know a bunch of celebrities, David Williams, or Williams, I think he calls himself, Davina McCall, Jimmy Carr, Russell Howard, some other people, basically cycle from John O'Groats to Land's End to raise money for sports relief, which they called it the £1 million bike ride, because like, their aim was to raise £1 million, and let's just say they raised £1 million, so I only made, what, 700 and something, I think it was, so it makes my total look a bit crap, but I feel sorry for them. They basically did it in 4 days, which made it sound difficult, but they didn't sort of really, so one person do it for 30 miles and somebody else do it for 30 miles, but they basically did it, so they'd be sleeping in a coach when they got off the bike, and did it that way, but also since they did it in, like, March, like, and the hands has got them still got really bad weather, one, like, sometimes we're cycling minus 15. Can you imagine cycling in minus 15? I don't even like going outside and it's like plus 2, never mind, it was like minus 15, but they did amazingly well, and I'm really looking forward to watching it on TV, which is on, I can't even remember when it's on now, oh yeah, the 18th of March, which is a Thursday at 9 o'clock, because a lot of the route they followed was roughly the same way that I went. Admittedly, they did most of it, a lot of it in the dark, so I'm not going to get to see most of it, but still, and also they did it in 80-something hours, which isn't bad, because I worked out mine, and I did mine in, little jumble, I did mine in 85 hours, 22 minutes and 40 seconds, which isn't amazing, to be honest, but then that is 990 miles, so it's not that bad. I am aiming to do cycle again either next year or the year after, but we'll see. At the most moment, I'm going to talk to some people in at work to do it again. I think I might have got one person who thinks he might do it, but he said he'd only do it if like, somebody else from work does it, so I want to do it again, but I want to do it for sort of more people doing it, but we'll see if that happens. If nobody else wants to do it, it'll be me all by myself, but I think I actually enjoyed myself more after Mike pulled out than I did if he'd still been doing it. So that's basically what I've been up to since I did my last podcast. I must have done something else, but I honestly do not know what, so I'll speak to you all when I do my next podcast. Goodbye for now. Bye!